This is K2PCB. K2PCB, listening for any calls. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
KC2NVM, good morning. Monitoring.
Good morning, good morning. I thought it might be another day where I'm riding by myself. Welcome back to New York.
No matter how long you go, it's always nice to come home. Oh my gosh, boy, did I have a weekend and a half.
So how was it? What were the highlights?
So our first stop on the tour was we had to be at a place called Pursuit Bourbon in Louisville at 10 o'clock in the morning on Friday. So we get there and we walk in, we hit the gift shop, scope it out, figure out we want a couple things, then we go for our tasting at 10 o'clock in the morning, and boy, they were heavy-handed. They had six different offerings, and they must have given us half an ounce each. And then there were two bonus offerings because we asked about them. They're like, oh, yeah. And so I got half in the bag at 10 o'clock in the morning. So by 11, I'm feeling no pain. And then we go downstairs to the basement, and they have a bar called Trial and Error, and we're having cocktails downstairs. So now we're pretty like three quarters in the bag, coming out at noon, going, we got to eat soon. But the basement bar at Pursuit Bourbon was absolutely fantastic. The bartender was great. The cocktails were really good. But that place was really, really nice.
So at 10 o'clock in the morning, are you guys the only one in the bar, or did everyone from the tour migrate there and it's a happening place?
For the tour, it was six of us plus two walk-ins, or they were also scheduled. And then we were downstairs with maybe the eight of us plus, I think, two more, and then they slowly started creeping in. But it was definitely a destination. And then we had to be, we went to Old Forester, which is an active distillery downtown. And so we went there. I think we had to be there at like 2 o'clock. And then that was fantastic. And then we stopped and got something to eat. And then we went back to the Airbnb. And Saturday we had to be... We went to Buffalo Trace in the morning and picked up a whole bunch of bottles. Then we went to, the third one was the Evan Williams Experience downtown. It was really good, nice. They combined video with live action, kind of depicting the several meetings that took place in the 1800s. Never seen that before. It was very well done. Again, the bar we were in there was reminiscent of the 60s. They kind of had bars, like six different tasting rooms, and each one of them had a different theme. Exited through the gift shop, picked up a couple more bottles. I think I brought home 16 bottles total between going to different distilleries. We hit up Kroger, which is a grocery store that usually have liquor stores attached to them. We went back to our Tex-Mex barbecue place. We're downtown Louisville, found mussels and burgers, and some of the best burgers we've ever had. Just food was great, company was great. One of our friends has a friend that's down in Kentucky. His name's Joe, and he comes up and he acts as a tour guide and hangs out with us for the day, and just gives us all history lessons on what's going on. So just made for a really, really nice time.
Oh, that does sound like a pretty cool weekend. You mentioned Evan Williams. I was at a basket raffle this weekend, and I'd seen a basket with a bottle of Evan Williams in there. I don't know if there's different grades I'm going to imagine so, because you go to one place and you say there's all these different tastings. So are they different years? Are they infused? If you go to one place, how do they have six different offerings?
So Evan Williams, they had five different offerings in the beginning. And so one of them will be their standard Evan Williams bottled, I think it's like 90 proof. Then they'll have an offering of a single barrel or a cask strength. And then they have others with a rye mash, they had two different rye mash bills, but they were bourbons, but they were high rye. They were still 51% corn, but then instead of using wheat and barley, they use rye and barley, but they'll use a higher percentage of rye, or they'll be whiskey, which is any combination, but they'll have, like, say, 51% rye with corn. They can't call it a bourbon, but they can call it a whiskey. And just the different mash bills, and it makes for different tastings. Some are aged for 10 years, some are aged for 7 years, some are aged for 20 years. So a lot of the how long it's been in the barrel. Then, of course, the longer it's in the barrel, the more expensive it gets.
And I have a silly question. When you... when you go for your tasting, are you supposed to taste it, swish around, savor it, and then spit it out? Do they have, like, spittoons there or whatever you call those things to, not consume every pour, or is the intention to consume it?
We, as the consumer, we swallow. There's the master distillers and the people that blend everything, they do the swish and spit. And but they want us to, they ask us to swish it around, taste it, you get a different mouthfeel. It hits harder sometimes with the higher proofs. They usually offer you a dropper of water. And so you take a sip and then you go back and you hit with a drop or two of water, and it blossoms and opens up, becomes more fragrant, and because the water bonds with the molecule of alcohol and opens it up, and you get different tasting notes. Most of us like to just drink it neat, with maybe an ice cube or ice chips, because then you don't ever ruin your original spirit. But a lot of people don't really care how you drink it, and others can be very, you have to drink it this way, which makes no sense, because it's my bourbon, I can drink it how I want.
Oh yeah, I could definitely see people getting very detailed in their consumption process. I know at one point I acquired some of those, those rocks. I haven't seen those around in a while for your drink, so that it doesn't water it down. But you say that, adding the water can, help some of the flavors come out. So can the ice cube or ice chips actually help? Or adding a splash of water, or really just water it down?
No, if you add a little bit of water, it you barely notice a watering down effect, but it will open up some different flavors. There's over 300 different taste profiles that an experienced palate can pick out. Not that you have all 300 tastes in any one given bourbon, but with all the, as long as bourbon's been around and they've been tasting stuff, every time they taste stuff, they write what they taste down. There's only ever been about 300 different tastes. I like throwing out the spicy cardamom, and then people glom onto it, and I'm 100% lying because I think it's just funny when you prime people and say, oh, yeah, I take cardamom. And they're like, oh, yeah, oh, my God. And people have no idea what cardamom itself tastes like. I do because I cook with it. And the one guy from Pursuit, Timothy, he was like, you're an evil genius. And he's like, I've never thought to do that, of just throwing out a random taste and see what people, see what their reactions are. When you say, oh, there's black cherry, oh, yeah, I really do taste the cherry. But is it black cherry? Is it fresh cherry? The nuances are so minute. But he was like, that sounds like my next party trick. You throw out something and see how people react.
Oh, yeah, I could definitely see that. In fact, I was eating something recent that was just like that. What was it? Lynn and I were having something, and I couldn't figure it out, and she had to tell me, and I guess you could sell me on that, but okay. So I'm glad you had a nice weekend. You guys made it back, and I'll have to tell you about my weekend at some point. Definitely not as exciting, but some cool stuff. But I've got 6:43, and I haven't heard anyone else in here. I know Ross is on PTO debt today. I don't know if Brad's back in town yet. And, should we head in? This is KCPCB.
73, KC2, NVM, clear.